Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Hill House, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio, a program that celebrates roots music, Southern style.
All right, Taylor, your turn.
I think the biggest inspirations for me growing up, my very first show that I ever saw was Bela Fleck, Casey Dreeson, and Brian Sutton at the Ryman. And getting to see how they got to like interact with each other, I think just having that kind of communication with musicians and being able to like fully portray a musical idea and explore that musical idea was just something that was so magical to me. And then further on, because Bela is mostly known for his instrumental work, which I love most of his work. Listening to people like Daryl Scott's lyrics and Bob Dylan's lyrics and Joni Mitchell's lyrics and just approach to music was all just so magnificent, really. It was just all about that language and that communication and really getting across more than just a story or a concept. It was getting across the emotion as well.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you don't mind that I wrote you this song. Couldn't write it in a letter, couldn't tell you on the phone. Well, I don't mind talking, but I guess I'd rather sing. I mean, I know you're bound to listen when you hear the banjo strings. Don't you cry, little darling, cause you know you're not lame. Cause you can't feel the fire until you've found the flame. Sometimes the nights get lonely and sometimes you feel the pain. But the ocean needs the river like the river needs the rain. Tell you on the phone. Well, I don't mind talking, but I guess I'd rather sing. And I know you're bound to listen when you hear the banjo strings. So I hope you don't mind that I wrote you this song. Yeah, I hope you don't mind that I wrote you this song.
I think being a musician especially, you have to make a lot of hard choices, because like when I was talking about my inspirations, the thing that made me so inspired to try to follow in their footsteps was how they emotionally communicated. So you have these mixes of business decisions and emotional decisions. And I think taking the choice to even try to do our own thing together was a really great time for me personally, because it taught me so much about how to do my own songs, how to collaborate with people more effectively, and how to allow yourself to be vulnerable while still being also professional and keeping all of that going. And we've also learned a lot on choices about like how to find where you want to record, the spaces you want to go in, how to stick to your guns, and if something doesn't feel right necessarily, always trying to go your own path. And I think that's the most important part of it, is always trying to do what's right for yourself and then for your music.
If I'm gonna go my way, then I'm gonna take my time headed down to the station so I can find some peace of mind. I'm gonna say goodbye to the scenes I've sown, a mom and a man and a girl I've known for years. I need to feel her tears, 'cause I'll be westbound tomorrow, breaking from the small town grind, running those lines like a desperado, hunting for a dime. Oh, I hope that's what I'll find. No reason ain't worth not to try. I could see past tomorrow, I'll more than fade away. I'll just become another body, filling up a stranger's dream. Well, I can't see past the distance, but I know these hands of mine, and they'll build something beautiful that'll stand the test of time. Oh, and that'll be fine, 'cause I'll be west tomorrow, breaking from a small town grind, running those lines like a desperado, hunting for a dime. Oh, I hope that's what I'll find. No reason ain't worth not to try, 'cause I'll be westbound. I'll be westbound tomorrow, breaking from a small town grind, running those lines like a desperado, hunting for a dime. And I hope that's what I'll find. No reason ain't worth not to try, 'cause I'll be westbound tomorrow.
I was homeschooled my entire life, and at the age of 13, I had the opportunity to go through a technical college based out of Eastern Kentucky called the Kentucky School for Bluegrass and Traditional Music, and they focused on bluegrass music and it also talked about recording and songwriting and those things. And I got to the age where I would look at going back to college, and I decided that wasn't for me, and I decided to sort of dive in both feet first, and because I also do, outside of music, I do recording stuff and live sound engineering, and so I sort of worked in the production end of things, and interestingly enough, that was just something I did for fun. But as we were creating our own band, so many times you show up and there's no sound system, or there's no sound guy, or a broken sound system, and so many times that fell upon me, and that was a choice that I didn't know was going to lead to that, but it came in really handy. Like I say, if I went the traditional route of being only a performer, I probably wouldn't have picked up those things, but it was being a small starting out band, like that was, it saved our butts many times.
I think Taylor spoke really well about being true to your own artistry, and it's hard to make some choices. Something that the three of us have always talked about is how, I think probably artists, but as musicians, this is how we've seen it, that we have such close community with our fellow artists in our city, and we have close relationships with those people. It seems like a more intimate relationship than maybe any other professional relationship, but maybe I just don't have any other experience, but it feels like a very profound connection that we have with other musicians, and what it's like to have that career. It's a very emotional career, and also just the medium itself. It's art we're trying to create. We're trying to put our voices out into the world. That's exhausting sometimes and draining, but also worth it. That's why we chose to do this.
I wish there's more time for us to catch a spark. Maybe it is, since that wasn't so far apart. I Wish I had a chance to do everything. I'm booking a one-way ticket, better memory. I'm just booking a one-way ticket, better memory. Oh, Lord. And if I had 2 extra hours, I would drive through the night. I would be by your side just so you wouldn't go to bed lonely. If I had 2 extra hours, maybe things could have worked out. I bet there'd be less doubt. Then you could come around and I could come around. I never got the chance to apologize, 'cause the way that I treated you wasn't quite right. Time makes us fonder of the years we got, but memories are sweeter when they're far off. I said now memories are sweeter when they're so far off. And if I had 2 extra hours, I would drive through the night. I would be by your side just so you wouldn't go to bed alone. If I had 2 extra hours, maybe things could have worked out. I bet there'd be less doubt. And you could come around and I could come around. One last trip up north. We make a difference, put the cart behind the horse. Even if it's just one chance to say goodbye. Well, sometimes explanations are a lullaby. Sometimes explanations are a lullaby. And if I had 2 extra hours, I would drive through the night. I would be by your side just so you wouldn't go to bed alone. If I had 2 extra hours, maybe things could have worked out. I bet there'd be less doubt. And you could come around and I could come around. You could come around and I could come around.
Having understanding and good bandmates helps that a lot, because when you're being too hard on yourself, you got two people there looking out for you saying, hey, let's try this, or you're being too hard on yourself, or having an equal support structure. I think that's, speaking personally, I feel very fortunate to have, because I know not all bands have that. Not only are they my bandmates, they're two of my best friends. And so, you know, and that even comes into sort of a little bit of a tangent here, but like knowing each other that well really helps in the music. There was a time in one of the songs, Taylor's banjo was going out of tune, and I'm paying attention. I'm like, okay, he's going to need me to take over something. Or I noticed Ellie went in a direction that she wasn't intending, but she found a way out that was absolutely incredible. And so that comes from, I don't know, having that connection helps with the music. And I think that's a really lucky thing to have. And it makes those choices easier when you have to make the hard choice, when you are being hard on yourself, when your blind spots come up.
It's also a good time to mention why we're all kind of talking about this. We're kind of all disbanding this thing. It's going to keep going on probably as a recording project. But we all have different directions that we want to explore. Like for me personally, I'm now a member of Mama Said String Band, and I'm going to be keeping the Hill House name going kind of as an acoustic King Crimson is my idea right now, but we'll see.
I think for me, some things came up in my life that made me want to take a step away from pursuing music professionally for a while and sort of reassess. Although this all kind of came up during COVID, and this is the first actual show we've played in a while, and I'd been doubtful about, like, you know, where is my place in music? And playing this show makes me realize, okay, this is where I need to be. I need some time to figure some things out and find out where I stand. But in the interim, as I said, I'm doing some recording work. I have several friends that are wanting to record solo albums. I'll be recording a solo album, and I want to focus more on my writing as well, because that's something that's really been important to me and I've been exploring lately. So
yeah, neat. And Ellie, do you also do some teaching?
That's my source of income right now.
All right.
I was lucky enough to maintain my studio students during COVID so far. I'm teaching over Skype and FaceTime and stuff like that.
And how has that gone?
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
There's something about communicating over virtually that, like, there's some things that I have to put so much more into words rather than like, you know, body language or whatever it is. And I can't play with the student. So I have to put a lot of energy into speaking well and giving them an idea across their phone, their iPad. And these kids are just like getting distracted. They're in their own bedrooms. Like, it's not easy, but I'm thankful that I can still teach.
We would like to thank Hill House for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers and staff for their help in making our production happen each week. We give very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. It's your chance to hear more great live music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place, here in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Red Barn Radio, roots, music, southern style.
Before we go into this next song, I can't not acknowledge this. This is one of the great things about having live chat in front of you, because you don't get this at a regular show. The most recent comment, love this all-female band, inclusion. I like to think that, can we get a close-up on the beard here, maybe? Or maybe that they're not getting...
I think there's masculine and feminine energy in every single one
you
of us.
That's beautiful, Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor.
This has been a lot of fun. We're going to take you out on a fun cover that we like doing. Ellie's going to sing this one, and this one's a whole lot of fun. It's called I'm on Fire.
Someone took a knife, baby, edging down, and put a 6-inch valley through the middle of my scar. At night, I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Could cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire.
On fire. Hey, yeah.
times it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and put a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Could cool my desire. Ooh, I'm on fire. Hey, yeah. Oh, I'm on fire. Ooh, oh, oh, I'm on fire. Ooh, oh, I'm on fire.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Hill House, Taylor, Ellie, and Isaac for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.